Actually, next three verses are together. What I'll do is I'll just translate the meaning of the verses. Okay, so we'll just translate the verses, but we won't have time to discuss them because they are quite involved. But I'll just give you the translation. Verse number 42, because 42, 43, and 44 are to be discussed together. They are very connected verses. यामि मां पुष्पितां
वाचम् प्रवदन्त्यविपश्चितः
वेदवादरताः
पार्थ
नान्यदस्तीति वादिनः कामात्मानः स्वर्गपराः जन्मकर्मफलप्रदान् क्रियाविशेषबहुलान् भोगैश्वर्यगतिं प्रति भोगैश्वर्यप्रसक्तानां
तयापहृतचेतसां
व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धिः समाधौ न विधीयते. सो हियर भगवान इज क्रिटिसाइजिंग रिचुअल्स. नाउ वी से ही इज क्रिटिसाइजिंग एंड वेद व्यास जी. रिचुअल्स मीन्स रिचुअल्स that are done for a particular goal or done in a selfish manner. For example, in the olden days, they used to do rituals that say you want a lot of wealth, there's a particular ritual you can do. You want to go to heaven, there's a particular ritual you want to do. You want to be very powerful, you want to be very successful, so you will call a priest and he will do all these rituals. So these rituals were so extreme that people, all rituals are necessary, they're good to purify the mind. Say you are building a new house, you call the priest to do some prayers, that's very good. Or you're starting a new business, or your child is going to go to college, so you have some prayers or do some charity or do some chanting or some rituals. Those things are good, but if they are only done for a selfish purpose, then such rituals are criticized. So he says, Yam imam pushpitam vacham. So pravadanti avipaschita. Vipaschita means wise person. Avipaschita means unwise person. Pravadanti. They say what? They use pushpitam vacham. They use flowery languages from the Vedas. So the Vedas say this, and they have memorized some shlokas, and they're able to chant, and they, wow, it's so impressive. Veda vadarata, and they say these things are written in the Vedas. But as we have talked before, there are Vedas have three sections. 80% is rituals, 16% is prayers, and then 4% is knowledge. So rituals are necessary, but rituals itself should not become your goal. Just mechanically doing the rituals or having some priest come and do the rituals. The idea is that you should do the rituals to purify the mind and then turn the mind in love, devotion to the God, and ultimately reach the state of oneness with God. So do the rituals, then do the prayers, and then go to knowledge. But these people just get stuck on rituals itself. Just mechanically do the rituals without knowing the meaning, without knowing why am I doing it, and without using the ritual to purify the mind. But if you use the ritual to get more, then that is wrong. And na anyad asti, there is nothing else in life except I, my, and my desires. And that's what he says in verse number 42, kamatmanah. And their whole purpose is kama, is selfish desires, and swarga paraha. And some of them say, by doing these rituals, I will go to heaven. But what happens to such people? Janma karma phala pradam. Again and again they get birth. They get another human birth, or if they have been evil, maybe they get a birth as an animal or as a monkey or as a dog or as a mosquito. And then again they start the journey of life, or they keep coming back as humans again and again. And they do lot of activity. Kriya vishesha bahulam. They do so many activities for what? Not activities for service. Bhoga and Aishwarya. Pleasure and power. So if you look at majority of the people, what are they looking for? Pleasure and power. Lordship. Pleasure and acquiring, possessing. So that's all. Majority of the people are living like that. How many people you can see who are truly here to serve the world? So they do a lot of work. It's not that people don't work, but they work for I and mine. That's it. They say, that's why they say the most dangerous word in language is I, and the best word is we. So from I transfer to we. So bhogeshwarya gatim prati. So that's all they want. Pleasure and power, wealth acquisition. And then what happens to such people? Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam. So they are so attached to selfishness, to desire, to pleasure, to power, to lordship. Taya Aphrita Chetasam. And their mind gets totally stolen away. He said, if you ask somebody, you know, you need to sit and pray. I don't have time. You need to read some good books. I don't have time. I'm so busy. Doing what? WhatsApp. On WhatsApp or Facebook. They have 2 billion people on Facebook. 2 billion. That's almost a third of the world's population. And an average person spends 20 to 30 minutes every day on Facebook. That's the statistics I got from somebody who works in Facebook. So 2 billion people spend 20 to 30. I'm not against, but wasting too much time on social media, WhatsApp. My God, people waste so much time. And all of these, Snapchat and Instagram, half of them I don't even know the names. But we waste so much time on that. And then you tell them to do this service. I'm so busy, you know, you don't know how busy I am. So he says, for such a person, their mind is stolen away by what? By social media or by internet or by this vyavasayatmika buddhi. And their mind, then how can your mind be focused when you are wasting time in these useless things? Yes, one needs to keep in touch with our family members, and you know, but if you go on the computer, go to good sites where you can learn. You can hear talks by great masters. You can read the commentaries on beautiful things. So keep, do some minimum amount if you need to, but not your whole day and not all our spare time. To me, that really amazes me how much time people waste on all this. I was surprised. 2 billion people spend 30 minutes every day. How many billion minutes are being wasted or spent? So limit it. That's what I'm saying. Do the limited amount and extra time. Spend in study. Sit down and pick up a book and read. We have so many beautiful books in the library. Nobody buys them. They are so cheap, for $8 or $9. I just got a book called Light of Wisdom. I mean, every article in that is worth $1 million. And people are not ready to buy a book for $9. That bookstore should be sold out. It's such beautiful text, the Mananam series and books by Swami Chinmayananda. And we don't buy books. We don't sit and read. We just waste time on this stupid phone and this iPad and I this and I that. It boggles my mind. Buy books and read, please. So that's what Bhagwan says. Sorry, I got a little overboard, because I just met somebody from Facebook yesterday and he was very proud. I said, oh God, what a waste.
So
he says, samadhav na vidhiyate. So such people can never be in samadhi, can never be in peace, can never be with oneself, when all their goal in life is pleasure and power. And even when they do rituals or take the name of God, it is, what can God do for me? You know, I've gone to the temple and I gave $11. Now, what am I going to get in return? See, that is our question. Even with God, we negotiate. God, I'll give you $11, but make sure I get that $1 million contract. That's how we do business, even with God. Come on. Sorry, I got a little carried away. But thank you very much. We'll continue these three verses next week. And then we'll proceed. So these are very good verses which talks about ritualism. So we have some, lot of it I have already covered, but we'll just go into little more detail. So see you next week. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Shanti, 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 Hari Om, Shri Guru Pyo Namah, Hari Om.